T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. And progressively, we're getting more happy. And happy, that's probably not the right word, but we're having some laughs. And it'll get even better this hour with Aronde Gadsden joining us later on.
OG always makes you feel
good. It just makes you smile. Just thinking about him coming on makes you smile.
Yeah.
Couple of things. We'll get headlines here from Alejandro Solana. We'll get to 15 minutes of heat. We're going to hear from Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry post-game last night. Remind you one more time today, Gorillaz is coming to FTX Arena in October. And if you want to win tickets to see them in concert, you can go to theticketmiami.com or WQAM.com and register right now. And maybe you'll be the ticket winner. And the tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, so we appreciate it. And again, you can register right now at theticketmiami.com or WQAM.com. Let us begin this 4 o'clock hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
All right, guys. Tonight, it is Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors can close out the Mavericks on the road. It's a 9 p.m. tip-off.
Yeah, Mavericks are one-point favorites tonight. I do like the Mavericks. Obviously, I've goofed around the last couple of days, but I have been way off on this series. I thought the Mavericks were going to win the series. I certainly thought they were going to surprise Golden State on game one. Luka over-under tonight, 34.5 points. So maybe over. That's not a bad play, right? Just to bet the over on a he does good on potential closeout games.
Closeout games, he does good. And watching it, they double-team him, and he's still going to get shots off.
34.5, I do like the over. Okay, I'm with you.
I don't know. The Mavs just look to have no fight. I know how he plays well in closeout games, but this is down 3-0. I feel like the whole team has just checked out.
Listen, it was about this time. It was about this time yesterday that we decided the Bam over was the great play, and he ended up with 9 points. At least we didn't bet the Jimmy Butler over.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine you had that over. What did he end with? 6 points.
6 points. Oh, yeah.
6 points.
Solana,
unbelievable.
So the Mavs are out of it. No energy, and Luka just dropped 40, 38, 41. Luka's playing. The Mavs
Luka
might not be
playing. Yep, Luka's
playing.
I do like the Luka over, which, I mean, for sure means that he's going to score 6 points.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched the end of that game, and he's playing well. He's putting up shots, but the whole team just looked dejected. Like, they just knew they had no chance. So,
yeah.
Luka hit 3 threes in the fourth.
Okay, so?
They did cut it, you know, right at the end of towards the end of the game. They cut it to what, like three?
No.
Or five? I think they cut it to five.
No, it got down to eight. It got down to eight with like 2 minutes and change left.
You sure
left.
Didn't get to five? I think it got to five.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I remember watching the game and they cut it to eight. Luka hit a three. They cut it to eight. They got a stop. They came down the other end and Dinwiddie missed it. Missed a three-pointer, and it was like no energy. Like the crowd was kind of out of it. Nobody ran for the ball. Nobody seemed to feel like they had a chance, but they cut it down to single digits with time on the clock. That's why I'm just kind of out on the Mavs. Left a poor taste in my mouth watching them kind of give up in that game.
All right. We got bigger fish to fry anyway with the Heat and the Panthers.
Yeah.
Way out on the Mavs. I'm not out on Luka, though.
I don't think it's a bad bet. I don't disagree. I wouldn't do it.
Well, if we're making it, it's a bad bet. I hate to break it to you.
Game back to Dorian Finney-Smith over there. Hell wrong with y'all. Bet on Dorian.
Game 5 is tomorrow night here at FTX Arena, 8:30 p.m. Heat Celtics.
Yeah, this is a best of 3 series now. We'll give you 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment, but it's a best of 3. I know it doesn't feel good coming off last night, but you know what? Give me the Heat in a best of 3 series against Boston with home court advantage to the Heat. I like the Heat. Even though the national media doesn't, even though Vegas doesn't, I like the Heat in this series.
I think that's called guts.
Yeah, it's really mixed with some Spilkas, though. I'm not going to lie. I, even as I was listening to myself there, I was like, "Who is this? Did I pick up somebody else's script by accident? What's happening there?
Are guts and Spilkas like water and water and oil? Do they mix?
Water and vinegar, yeah.
Do they not mix?
Tonight, the Marlins, they open up a 2-game series in Tampa Bay. 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch with Pablo Lopez on the mound.
All right. Very good.
Finally, guys, some more bad news. I hate to do this, but did you see this after 40 years?
You didn't even mention the Panthers. You want to talk about bad news? You didn't even mention the Panthers.
We loosely mentioned it right before headlines. You talked about, you know, we're trying to have fun despite the Panthers getting eliminated. There's not much else to say. I mean, they don't play anymore. Everybody knows they were eliminated yesterday in embarrassing fashion. They got swept by the Lightning. I mean, do you want me to tell you that there's exit interviews coming shortly? I mean, there's really no headlines with the Panthers.
All right. Okay.
You guys,
I didn't know we'd move past it.
I mean, I can mention it. Panthers, they got swept yesterday. They lost 2-0 to the Lightning. Out in the second round.
Yeah. Well, easy come, easy go.
All right. Those are your Panthers updates. After 40 years, the Opa-locka Hialeah Flea Market will close its doors permanently at the end of June.
Wow. Oh. That is a big deal. That Opa-locka Flea Market's been there forever. Wow.
Young, when I was a young man, you slide right over to Saturday afternoon, fellas. Ooh.
But we got the little vintage store right at the lobby here at the Citadel.
Oh, you can still go to Lauder Hill. They got the flea market over at Lauder Hill.
You're talking about the swap shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have the iconic jingle, though, that the Opa-locka flea market had.
Well, Swap Shop has a pretty iconic jingle, though. Where's the savings? Let's give that to Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki. Where's the savings?
Idea.
At the Swap Shop.
That's a great idea.
Write that down for DBJ.
At the Swap Shop. Where are the savings? At the Swap Shop. I also have to give them the Jurassic Park theme song, which I forgot to write down yesterday.
Where's the bargains or where's the savings? Where's the bargains? What is it?
I don't know.
Swap Shop.
I just said the parking lot on the hood of my car. Hey, Sugarfoot. What you doing out here?
Hey, look at you.
You know what? Anybody's single right now because OG's coming on. He uses all them crazy terms, and I take them, but he says, holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel. He loves that.
If I was single, that would be my line right now. Oh, my goodness. That would pull so many women.
Mine would be, where are the bargains? At the swap shop.
A pretty woman walks past.
That's right.
Holy mackerel.
Hey, lady, where are the bargains? All right, anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Still nice and sunny out. It's around 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right, we'll give you 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, they took the podium together last night after the game, and play you their comments so you can kind of get a feel for how they were feeling. Spoiler alert, not great. So we'll do 15 minutes of heat. Aronde Gadsden will join us this hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, what an idiot you are.
I agree.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's like our old quote, you know, character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Not always easy, Crowder. Not every game is a laugher.
This wasn't easy on me. This series isn't easy on my heart.
I couldn't believe it when I was flipping from the Panthers game. And I'm like, how could they? Because what happened was I was looking at the CBS Sports app. I'm watching the Panthers. I'm looking at the CBS Sports app. And I see that the Heat, they're, you know, it's 1 point, 1 point, 1 point. And finally, I'm like, all right, there's something wrong with the app. Brandon Guzio is not inputting the scores properly. Like, it can't be. And then, you know, I flip over and, yeah, 1 point. And you know then what? I'm like, oh, and we've got an over on this game with Bam. Like, this is just bad.
I am so jealous of you that you didn't watch the first quarter.
It had to be brutal, man.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm watching it with my son. He's asking questions. I don't know how to answer them.
Anyway, here's Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry. So they shared the podium after the game. I think it's Ira Winderman who asked the first question, and it's Jimmy Butler who answers first. But here it is, Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler after the game last night.
This is for both of you guys. As seasoned veterans of the playoffs, you've seen these before, maybe you've endured some of these before. What's the next step after one of these individually and then collectively as a team for both of you, please?
I don't think we need to worry about individuals. I think we need to figure out how to win as a team. That's the most important thing. Figure out how to get stops as a team. how to score as a team and continue to do everything as a team.
I think we go get on an airplane and go home and, you know, get recovery and look at the film the next day and get ready to play.
Hey, Jimmy, what is your concern level on your knee and how has it impacted you the last two games?
I'm straight. No excuse for how I played tonight. I don't got nothing to do with my knee. I just got to be better. Will be better. I'm not too worried about it.
Guys, is there just no concern just because you all know what you can do as a team? You've obviously come back from losses before. So is there no real concern tonight, even though obviously you're not thrilled with the result?
I mean, there's always concern, right? You know, there's always concern on how the game went about. But we can't dwell on what happened. We got to figure out how to get better, move on to the next situations. You know, they came on, they played better than us tonight. They protected their home court. We didn't do what we wanted to do tonight. Can't dwell on too much. You know, let it hurt, let it sting, and move forward. You know, stay positive because we still have another game in, you know, one day.
Jimmy, as a team, you guys only took three shots at the rim in the first half. Was that something they were doing well, or was the offense not really operating as intended?
I think that's on us. I think we settled for way too many mid-range jump shots, myself included. A lot of shots behind the three that weren't even good ones at that. I mean, ain't nothing more other than that. We got to move the ball around and get it to the open guy, let that guy make the play. And live with what we get out of it. But I just think we just got to be better.
Jimmy, to that point, we still don't know what's going to happen with Tyler over the next couple days. If he stays out, what do you think you have to do to get the offense in rhythm without him?
Move the ball. Get it from one side to the other. Keep the game extremely simple. Whenever we tend to do that, we tend to play well. When anybody tries to hit a home run and do it by themselves, we kind of get in trouble. Ball sticks. We turn the ball over. We take a bad shot. We just need to do everything together like we've been doing all year long. And it'll be on myself, on Kyle, on Bam to make sure that we make that happen.
Jimmy, is there anything you guys could do more to get to the foul line, which obviously then also helps you guys set your defense? Is there something they're doing specifically? Or not talking about officiating, talking about playing style.
Man, I didn't say nothing to the sorts. Yeah, I think we just got to be more physical. Like I said, when you shoot a lot of jump shots, which we tended to do, if that's a word, tonight, it's hard getting to the free throw line. I think we have to be more of the enforceful type team, getting in the paint. Not shying away from contact and playing from the inside out. So, you know, whenever we do that and not shoot as many jumpers, we might get fouled a little bit.
There you go, Jimmy and Kyle after the game last night on Bally Sports Sun. Yeah, bad loss. And, you know, got to regroup, get ready for tomorrow. The interesting thing is, I mentioned this earlier, the Heat are home dogs tomorrow. Home dogs. They are 1.5-point underdogs tomorrow against Boston. I would say Vegas and the betting public and the national media seems like they believe last night was the kind of shift in this series to who the dominant team will be. And so the Heat are underdogs at home tomorrow. And the Heat are underdogs even though it's a three-game series and two of the games are going to be at the Heat's house. The Heat are underdogs to win the series. The Celtics are -180 favorites. The Heat are +150 underdogs. So,
there you go. Quickly listening to Jimmy and Kyle talk, I think you hit it on the head that they didn't take last night's game serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's saying, think about it. We're not playing inside out. We're not going in there to get contact. We're not grinding. The transition points off turnovers. They had 19 damn steals a couple nights ago. Like, it wasn't the same team out there, the same energy out there for game, game four that it was for game 3 and 2. It wasn't.
I know this sounds weird, but I hope they weren't taking it seriously last night, because if they were, and that was the output, we're in trouble.
That was some of the most passive basketball I've watched the Heat play in the entire playoffs.
Well, again, it's a three-game series now, and it begins tomorrow night, FTX Arena. You will be able to hear the game on 790 The Ticket.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give him the chicken little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bro, it's OG, Aronde Gadsden, your favorite Miami Dolphins wide receiver.
Fiedler, now throws.
I'm coming up next on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? Flavors, though, huh?
If your toes ain't smoky, then you ain't took no ribs, man. Your toes gotta be smoky, man.
I wanted to buy a dolphin, but I couldn't because I didn't have a pool or anything. So I bought a monkey.
This won't be no Kirkland brand apparent. No boneless wings, no square pizza. This won't even be a vegan situation. Let's go!
Ah, the Aronde Gadsden Show. We do this on Tuesdays. Now, a couple of program notes. Aronde usually joins us in the 2 o'clock hour on Tuesdays, but because we're obviously bogged down with Panthers and Heat sadness, we have pushed Aronde back a little bit later in the show today, but he is joining us now. And Aronde Gadsden always comes to us courtesy of Pinnacle Investments. You can call them today, 561-961-4044, or you could visit them online at pinnacleinvestments.com/sports. Now, here's the note. When we're out at Twin Peaks on Tuesdays, Aronde joins us out there. Next week, normally we're at Twin Peaks on Tuesday. Next week, we are going to be there Wednesday. So our next appearance at Twin Peaks in Davie will be Wednesday, June 1st. Just a little calendar note there. All right, you ready to talk to OG? I think he can maybe make everyone feel great today, Crowder.
Yes. If he's anybody like, can, OG can.
Yeah, well, he's like, okay, so Aronde, like, you know, obviously everybody's disappointed over the Panthers. They get ousted from the playoffs, 4 straight games by Tampa. The Miami Heat suffered the beatdown last night. Did you ever have a coach? Now, I know you're a coach now. Did you ever have a coach that just gave the most uplifting, greatest speeches that could change the entire mood of a team? Like, is there a coach that jumps out to you that that's that dude?
Yeah, I don't think you can. Everybody handles the losses different. I mean, winning is something, a different animal. But when you lose, you know, people handle it different. So I don't think a blanket coach speak helps everyone. Can it make you feel better? Yeah, you know. But when somebody's down on themselves and think it was their fault, nothing makes you feel better at that moment. You know, maybe the ride home, maybe some ice cream on the way home. But other than that, I can't think of a coach that would give a motivational speech after a loss.
And OG, just overall in your career, most coaches are worse at speaking than good. I would say I might have had two coaches that could really move me with their words. The rest of them were garbage.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it goes, because they to the point, to the fact, all right, we didn't play well, all right, you know, we got to do better, you know, next time, you know, good thing about it is we got a game next week. You know, that's basically it. You know, I don't think I don't think you can. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you win, it's easy to give a motivational speak when you win. But when you lose, it's kind of different. You got somebody feeling like they didn't hold up their end of the bargain. You got somebody saying, "Yeah, oh, don't worry. You dropped the pass to win the game. Oh, you'll get them next time." Nah, that don't make me feel better. You know what I mean? So it's kind of tough after losing, and especially, you know, unfortunately, the way the Panthers lost them. Looks like the way that my Mavs gonna lose, like, you know, just you just got four games and you just don't show up in none of them, like, you know, and especially, you know, the Panthers President Cup winner, blah 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 blah, and then you just go down to your arch rival, you know, like that. That nothing you really can say, you know. You want to, you know, take a week off and then get back to practice.
Well, like, okay, so Andrew Brunette, the head coach.
Right.
The team gets together at the end of the game. He's got to say some words. They're probably not listening to him anyway. But what about right. in the middle of a game? That Dolphins-Jaguars game, the game famously right. 62-7 was the final, but you scored the touchdown and celebrated wildly.
Of course.
You guys were losing what at halftime?
42-7
at half. Who was the head coach? Was that Wanstead or Jimmy?
Jimmy.
That was Jimmy. So 42-7, you go into the halftime down 42-7. Right. What does Jimmy say to the like? Is there anything that he can say? Do you recall what he said?
Yeah, I recall it like it was yesterday. You know, we went into the locker room and he said, "Hey guys, we're not doing so hot. Don't look like we're gonna come out on top of this one. So when you go back out there, play for somebody other than your team. Play for your grandmama, play for your mama, play for your friends, play for somebody other than your teammates, because we suck right now." And so that was it. He's like, "Use the bathroom, get ready, we go out in 7 minutes." That was it. And we go out. And we
continue very matter of fact. Like, he didn't give you the rah-rah, "Hey, no, we can come back, no, we can still no, win this game."
No. Find your why and play for that, because you ain't playing for the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? If you're playing for the check, play for the check. If you're playing to go somewhere else, play to go somewhere else. But this game is over. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was right, because the next day him and Dan retired. So he was out of gas. Super out of gas, you know what I'm saying? So I remember that speech, man. That was a bad day, man. Holy mackerel!
But was it fiery? Like, was he like, "Go play for someone, something," or was it just more like an airport announcement?
No, yeah, like an airport announcement. Like, you know, y'all come up and listen. You know, you gotta pay attention, you know, because he's going to say something. But they say it right as soon as they get in, because he probably had to do an interview on CBS or something. And then when he walked back in, he's like, "All right, guys," you know. And we were like, "Well, we kind of got that, you know." And the guys who were going to continue to play, that's who it meant the most to. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dan was out, OJ was out, you know, Richmond Webb was out, you know, all the vets out, because they're like, "Yeah, we can't come back. Like, this number one seed." I mean, they got dudes over there. They got Brunell. They got Keenan Mercado. They got Fred Taylor. They got dudes over there. Like, you know, and sprinklers already came on. A bunch of hocus pocus was going on anyway. So we weren't going to come back. But for guys like myself, who's, you know, you're trying to prove yourself, you're trying to get a new contract, you're trying to do this, like, You know how tough it is playing a receiver, going back out there and you losing 42-6, 42-7. Yeah. You know that's not cool, because the DBs at that point, they trying to get their money up too. They like, "Ooh, I'm in." So I can remember Renee Stewart, man, it was a ball like high over my head. He could have had a pick, but he don't want the pick. He coming to hit me so he can be on da-da-da, like, "Yo, bro, like, come on, dude, like, you tripping." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they going for the hit. They going for the kill shot. Like, dude, don't, you know, you can't run the ball, because they know they stacking, they coming. It's all out blitz every play. They don't. That's how we got Jay Feeler, because Jay Feeler threw three touchdowns. He made it 62. He came in at halftime, threw three touchdowns. Then Dave was like, "Oh, we need that guy."
And OG, I was in a couple games like that. where the offense looking at the defense saying, y'all done gave up 45 points in the first half. And the defense looking at the offense, y'all can't score a damn point. What the hell y'all doing? Everybody in the locker room was arguing, man. It was like that?
No, I mean, you know, it was someone like that. But I think we all had in the back of our mind why it happened. And this is not a fact. This is, you know, you hate to assume, but in all our minds, like I said, the week before we played Seattle in Seattle and we played the late game. So the game was 4 o'clock our time. So 1 o'clock out there. So we didn't finish the game until, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, which was 11:12 here. And so by the time we got back, it was, you know, 6 a.m. And then we had practice the next day because we played Jacksonville on that Saturday. That's when games were on the Saturday. So we played the Saturday noon game. And we, as players, thought we were going to have our regular schedule, Tuesday off, you know what I'm saying, Monday off, and we had a short week. And Jimmy was like, no, we got to play through because, you know, you leave on Friday. And so we didn't have a day off. And, you know, in our mind, I'm pretty sure subconsciously, we thought it was, you know, it wasn't right. Like, we needed the day off. We should have took the Sunday off and came back in Tuesday and then had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, moved up and we could fly out on Friday. But it didn't happen that way. We came, we had to be back in there at 1 o'clock to practice. And we practiced through the week.
Because he got a lot of bad memories of that whole week. You can tell Rodney carries around a lot of baggage from that Jacksonville game.
That's tough, man. That's tough because, you know, like you used to a routine and now you done flipped the routine. But in his mind, he thought we had to stay on the same routine. And we got in and laid an egg. I'm talking about, laid an egg. Like, you know, because you couldn't change the game plan. It was the same game plan. it seemed like they had it. They had it. Where you going? I'm right here.
See, I knew Rondae Gadsden was going to make us feel better today.
I mean, it kind of felt like the first – I'm pretty sure it felt like the first half. First quarter for the Heat, like, yo, did they do something to this rim? Because these balls not going in. They're not going
one
in.
One point
they're
scored not, in like 8 minutes. Like, what? Something can't be right with this rim. We didn't forget how to shoot.
Yeah, I'm talking about they missed, you know, baby layups. They missed. They just swirled around and swirled out. Like, it was like, oh man, you know, I guess this not the night. You know, even with Jimmy Butler, go ahead and take Jimmy Butler out, shut him down, get ready for home game. You know.
So. Kind of shut himself down, right?
I mean, that's a good thing about basketball. You got a 7-game series. In football, that's a wrap.
That was a wrap, the Jacksonville game. Rondae Gadsden comes to us each week courtesy of Pinnacle Investments. You can call them at 561-961-4044 or visit them online at pinnacleinvestments.com/sports. We have an abbreviated Rondae Gadsden show today because of all the stuff that's going on. So I have to ask you before we run out of time, I'm sure you've seen that monkeypox is spreading across the world. I believe there's even a case or two in Broward County. For people who listen to this show, they know that you used to own a monkey yourself. I was just curious, do they make you take any, you know, like monkey training courses before you purchase an animal like that?
No, you know, not the CDC or anyone else. I think the breeder gives you some handling tips, like, you know, don't leave your monkey alone for more than 7 hours. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just giving you monkey bananas, they got things, you know, called monkey nuggets you got to buy. Other than that, they don't teach you anything else. They don't tell you anything
about monkeypox, though. There is the potential for monkeypox if the guy bites you or something.
I don't know if they told me that. I just think they asked me for the money and if I was gonna wire it. And that was about it. They were like, "You gotta be to the airport at 1 p.m. on Wednesday." To pick up the monkey. That was about it. And it came in a cage with some hay, and that was about it. They did tell me you had to put a preemie diaper, and cut a hole in the back for the tail. That was it. I was on my own. Get your bottle. get you a bottle and go to work. Use Similac. I mean, that would be tough right now with the shortage of baby
monkeypox and the Similac shortage. I mean, your worlds are colliding, Orande.
I know. But I don't think Malik came from Africa, so I might have been okay. I think he came from California, so maybe he's been all right. Maybe his parents might have. His parents might have, but he's from California. I don't remember that.
You didn't meet his parents?
Nah. I didn't meet his parents. I know he was shipped from California, and he was a baby. So that's all I know. Maybe they had their monkeypox shots. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was.
Did Malik ever bite anybody?
No. Not while I had him. Maybe when he got to the zoo with his boys, he may have. But not any human beings when I was with him. He may have bit Simba a few times, but I wasn't around. You know what I mean?
Of course, so, that was the dog that you bought him. Simba is the dog that you bought your monkey.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
And he didn't have monkeypox, so we were straight.
So I just want to put to bed, because the moment this monkeypox story started to break, I started to receive a lot of DMs and texts about, you know, could this be traced back to Orande's monkey, Malik? And I just wanted to put it to bed that, no, you are here to effectively say, no, this has nothing to do with Malik.
No, nothing to do with Malik. Not zero. He was a organ grinder, kind of, a capuchin, and they were just used to taking money. That was his family background. They were at the fair, and the little man would wind the box, and it'd be like, doonka, 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 and he'd go up and get the money. I don't think he was flying from tree to tree, you know, to get the monkey box.
All right.
So we could put that to bed.
All right. We put it to bed.
The song?
I think we blink.
You know the little Jack in the Box.
That little clinky clinky sound as you grind the organ grinder. There you go, Orande Gadsden. I think we covered a lot of ground. I think everybody feels better about the Panthers and the
there
Heat right now,
there
and we can
go.
All
Might
take
well.
A deep sigh of relief. Orande will have no sort of liability when it comes to the monkeypox outbreak.
Please, no. Don't call Pinnacle asking about monkeypox.
The Orande Gadsden Show brought to you by Pinnacle Investments. Thank you, OG. We will see you next Wednesday, Twin Peaks and Davie.
All right, please call and remind me. Have Alex send me a
handwritten note. Handwritten note. How about a handwritten note? He likes to use his stationery. So he'll send you a handwritten note reminding you of Wednesday.
All right. Thanks.
See you, OG.
All right.
There you go. Orande Gadsden every Tuesday here. The Orande Gadsden Show brought to you by Pinnacle Investments.
I already stole holy mackerel. Now I'm about to steal geez Louise.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.